Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a future where our health system wasn't just, a repair shop for when things go wrong, but actually a proactive partner, really working to keep us healthy. Today, we're diving into Life for Health. It's a groundbreaking idea, really, that challenges how we think about chronic disease. Our sources show this, well, the startling disconnect. Health and life, they're obviously linked, right? Inextricably. Yet the insurance systems for illness and death have kind of operated in separate worlds for so long. Health insurers often ended up just treating symptoms, while life insurers focused more on, well, people outliving their income. It created this huge gap.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here when you dig into the research is how chronic disease isn't this simple straight line. It's more like an unwieldy cascade.
I cascade.
Exactly. Think of it like dominoes, right? One health issue tips over and it triggers another and another. And this often builds up over decades. It's driven by this really complex mix, genetics, sure, but also environment, our daily habits, behaviors. And we're seeing this massive threat to health span. That's the key word here. Health span, the years we live in good health, not just total lifespan.
Right, the quality of those years.
Precisely. And metabolic conditions like obesity, diabetes, they're huge drivers. Get this, the share of seniors starting Medicare with multimorbidity, that's three or more chronic conditions, that jumped by two-thirds between 2000 and 2020. Two-thirds. And the average age, the median age, for someone in the U.S. to hit that multimorbidity point, it's already down to between 55 and 60.
55, that's incredibly young to be dealing with multiple chronic illnesses.
It is. It's a steep decline in vitality happening much too early for far too many people.
That data is really sobering. And you might think, okay, the costs are just hospitals, doctor visits. But we need to reframe how we measure this health burden, right? We're moving from this accounting-centric view, basically just adding up the bills, which doesn't tell you much about why costs are high, to what's called a disease severity approach, looking at the actual conditions, how they progress, what's really driving the expense.
That's the crucial shift in perspective.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The Rand Institute found that a staggering two-thirds of all U.S. health spending goes to just 28% of Americans, the ones with three or more chronic conditions.
Right.
And it's not just a little more expensive. The costs go up exponentially with each additional condition. It paints this picture of a system reacting expensively, way too late.
Exactly. It's incredibly costly for a relatively small group, driven by that cascade we talked about.
So how does Life for Health propose to, well, re-engineer this whole thing?
That's the core of it. Life for Health suggests a system where fundamentally science drives finance, not the other way around. The participants' long-term health, their interest, is put right at the center. It's all about creating this deep long-term alignment between you and your insurer.
Okay, long-term alignment. How does that fix the current issue?
Well, right now, we're often stuck in what the sources call short-term health insurer math. Think about it. Maybe a $20,000 metabolic surgery could reverse someone's diabetes. Huge long-term savings, better health.
Makes sense.
But the insurer might hesitate. Why? Because, that person might switch health plans in 2 or 3 years. So the original insurer pays the upfront cost, but never sees that long-term payoff, the return on investment.
Ah, so they don't invest because they might not benefit.
Precisely. It leads to this prevention paradox. We know early, widespread prevention saves money and lives in the long run, but we consistently underinvest because the payoff horizon is too long for the current model. We end up pouring money into late-stage expensive care instead. Life for Health aims to break that cycle by creating a framework for real long-term commitment, making those decades-long value propositions actually feasible.
So, pulling this together, what does it mean for you, the listener? This deep dive really highlights that by taking this disease severity view, by understanding that chronic disease cascade, we see the true scale of this multimorbidity crisis, especially from metabolic issues. It hammers home that phrase. Multimorbidity in always equals extraordinary cost out. It's a brutal equation.
It raises that huge question, what if? What if we really leaned into interventions that don't just patch things up, but actually aim to reverse disease early and comprehensively? If we get past that prevention paradox, if we allow for investments with a much, much longer ROI timeframe, the potential is just immense.
Now I'm in.
Well, research suggests preventing chronic disease onset and progression could mean, on average, a decade or more of extra health span for individuals. 10 more good years.
An extra decade of healthy life.
Yeah. And for society, We're talking potentially $10 to $20 trillion in increased wealth over the coming decades, just from having a healthier, more productive population. Life for Health offers that potential pathway, a way to unlock those long-term gains by fixing the financial misalignment.
Imagine that, pushing off that steep health decline until maybe your 70s, gaining those extra years of vitality instead of just managing illnesses. What would you do with an extra decade of good health? Definitely something to mull over until our next deep dive.